here's a story from The World.
Zimbabwe's vaccination program began last month and started with health workers. Public health ads have flooded the media, but it's been a slow rollout. As of yesterday, only about 70,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine had been administered in Zimbabwe. People are skeptical, including doctors and nurses, about a particular vaccine from China. Columbus Mavunga reports from the country's capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe's Vice President Constantino Chiwengam went on national television to get his second jab of the Sinopharm vaccine against COVID-19.
I'm feeling great. You can see I have been dispensing with my work. No problem at all.
Vice President Chiwenga doubles as the country's health minister and is worried about people's perceptions of the vaccine. 200,000 doses of Sinopharm were donated in February by the Chinese government. Chiwenga is talking about introducing a vaccine passport that people will be required to show at restaurants and stores. It's an effort to crank up low uptake among frontline workers, who include health workers and journalists. The country's main vaccination center is Wilkins Hospital. Three verandas have been turned into vaccination spots. Two officials at each of them wait to vaccinate citizens. No rest, Chakarisa is a nurse's aide.
I find it very important to get vaccinated so that we can fight against this virus together. As a health worker, I should not give this virus to patients, and I also protect myself from this virus from patients as well.
Freelance journalist Leopold Kudakwashe Munhende is there reporting on the program, but he plans to wait a few months to see the effects of the vaccine on others.
I have very little information about the vaccines themselves. I do not know the efficacy rate of any of the vaccines which government is importing. So at the end of the day, it's just a case of go and get vaccinated so that you don't die. More of a threat in a way.
This vaccination is free for every Zimbabwean.
As Munende is speaking to me, Shipo Shawarunzi is nodding in agreement. She is a nurse recently married. She doesn't want to speak on tape, but she says she has been told that the Sinopharm vaccine was not good for those who planned on giving birth. There is no evidence that that is true. Zimbabwe's government says Sinopharm has an efficacy rate of 76% against getting the disease at all and 86% against severe COVID-19. Other governments are waiting for emergency use authorization for Sinopharm vaccine from the WHO. Dr. Johannes Marisa, who represents health workers, explains why there are concerns about the Sinopharm vaccine among his colleagues.
Sinopharm was in clinical stage 3 of trials. Many people are worried that it has not yet completed the clinical trials. So a lot of people are very much worried about the safety of the Sinopharm vaccine, same with Sinovac.
Beyond healthcare workers and journalists, a popular religious leader in Zimbabwe has also declared he is never going to be vaccinated. Dr. Mnomen Matara is spokesman for the Zimbabwe Association for Doctors for Human Rights. He is hopeful the government's passport idea will help the vaccine hesitancy. And he says it's important to dispute myths and misconceptions surrounding the vaccine.
We also need to rope in influential people to rally behind the vaccine so that more people can buy into wanting to get vaccinated.
With a donation of 75,000 doses of Covaxin coming from India, some which arrived in the country Monday, the uptake may change. The government has now opened vaccination to all who are willing. There's hope enough will show up to inoculate 60% of the country's population by year end. For The World, I'm Columbus Mavunga in Harare, Zimbabwe.